Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. What a great Father you are. We adore you. We bless you. We honor you today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Lord God. You are King. You are Shepherd. You are Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy, righteous name. We thank you that you are the King of kings, the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you Lord. We call you Abba Father. We call you our King, the King of kings. You are the Almighty Father. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We honor you because you are the one that keeps us in your almighty palm. We thank you that you wake us up every morning. We thank you that you are Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Elohim, the most powerful God. And so, Father, as we pray for the children in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, North America, South America, and Europe, as we open our mouths, pray through us as we pray for the children all over the world. We thank you for the children's safety, protection, excellent health, in the name of Jesus, strength. Oh, God, we thank you for their wisdom to make wise choices. We thank you that they are in a safe place in you. And we thank you that the children will be taught of you at an early age in the mighty name of Jesus. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. No God great like you. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the prayer line. We pray for the children of the world every Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. We agree with your plan, and we thank you. We agree with God's plan. And we thank you for joining us. Yep, we're the children. Oh, yeah, God loves the children.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E.
The Lord said, suffer little children come unto him and forbid them not, because they are part of the kingdom too. So we are calling for all children to be saved, set free, filled, delivered, filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, God is a great God, and he loves the children so much that he put his spirit on the inside of them before he sent them to the world, and inside of the adults before he sent us into the world. So we thank God today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift up your daughter, Vivian, who is in India. We thank you, Lord God, for the missionary work you have her doing. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for Vivian in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her safe return as she gets ready to return on the 12th, February 12th. We thank you for no mishaps, no incidents, accidents, no breakdowns, Lord. She will arrive back safely in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do. Oh God, we thank you for the testimonies that will be coming forth from when she was in Africa with the children, with their parents, with the adults, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you. You are the King of kings. And we thank you. Your word says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. So we decree and declare that our children are going to be obedient. They're going to honor their parents, and they're going to live long lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, we have Adelie on here today. Adelie is from New Orleans, and we thank God for little Adelie. Adelie is 4 years young. Oh, my God. And she is a blessing on the children's prayer line. She's going to sing for us today. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Good afternoon.
How are you, girl?
Good.
Good. We love you, Adelie. What are you going to sing today?
I got an awesome God.
Oh, I love it. Go ahead. Sing, baby.
Our God is awesome. God, he reigns from heaven above it with some power. Our God is awesome. God, our God is awesome. God, he reigns from heaven above it with some power. Our God is awesome. God.
Amen. Thank you, Adelie. That was awesome, girl. Oh, my God. I just love to hear you sing. Oh, yeah. So next week, we look forward to you coming on again. Yeah. Okay, baby. Thank you so much. Give your grandma a big hug and your mom and dad a big hug for me, okay? Okay? Well, we thank God for Adelie. We got some young men coming on, young boys coming on very soon. I don't know what happened, but we're going to pray our song one more time and pray their great-grandma get them on. So I text the great-grandma again, Julia. I'm praying they'll come on very soon, and they're going to be praying today. So I thank God for the Tuesday prayer line to pray for the children. I thank God for Sister Marion, who's on today. We're waiting for some more prayer warriors to come on as well. So I am going to pray and ask the Lord to help our children to be diligent and remove a slothful spirit from them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for our children to be diligent, to move forward, remove slothfulness from them, oh God. And we honor your presence. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the children, Lord. Help their parents to give them chores to do every day so they get in the habit of, you know, being responsible, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that our children will have jobs to do every day, whether it's wash dishes, clean their room, organize things at the house, whatever, clean the bathroom, responsibility, Lord. And so we thank you for what you're doing in the children all over the world. We thank you for the love you have for them. We thank you for what you're doing in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, we have great on the line today, Sister Julia, with the young boys, her great-grandson. So good afternoon, Sister Julia.
Hi, good afternoon. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. So let the boys introduce themselves and give their age and then pray.
Okay.
I'm Kingsham, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm Zaire and I'm 7 years old. And thank you for God that died on the cross for us.
I'm Kenya and I'm 5 years old.
I'm a 31 year old.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. Now go ahead and pray now, okay?
Our Father, one man.
Our Father.
Thank you for God, son. Died on the cross for us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, give us our day, give us our day, lead us not in temptation,
but deliver from all evil. Man's kingdom, power to glory. Amen. Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. He made me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to the sea of waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to the paths of righteousness. Let us have death of fulfill evil. But I would be. I will have confidence. If I go in for a place here, I'll come again and see you to myself. Where I go, I know the way. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Jair, Jill, and King. Who else? What's the other one's name? I got King, Zaire. What's your name?
Kenyon.
Spell
King, Kenyon, and Zaire, and Joe.
Okay. Thank you so much. Love y'all so much. Joe, thank you for those prayers. We appreciate it. We thank God for using you all to pray on the children's prayer line. So, Father, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for Sister Julia's great-grandsons and Joe. I thank you for blessing them, safety and peace, and protecting them from seen and unseen dangers. I thank you for health and strength for them. I thank you that they are healed of the Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the parents who are teaching them, training them in the way they should go. So, Father, provide for the family of their great-grandmother, Julia, and for Adelie's parents as well, and thank you for her little brother, Lord God, whom she loves so dearly, Lord. We thank you for all the children in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise and honor you. Thank you all so much, children. I love y'all, children.
Oh, Father, listen to heaven. King, cousin, upon the Lord. Then the Jesus, the praise and the God. King, Lord, and the Lord. Master, Master. In the pang, Lord, then in the season of praise, me, Lord, my God, Lord, my God, amen, amen,
amen. Amen. Thank you.
So, thank you so much. All right, can the boys say that prayer one more time, Sister Julia?
Yes. Come on, y'all, we're going to say our prayer.
Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, give us our debt, as we give us our debt. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from all our lies and evil. In the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Lord my God, you know I won't. You make me lie down again, Pastor.
What David said?
Everything has growth. Praise the Lord.
One more time. What David said?
Everything has growth.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Can we sing the song to you?
Mama. Can we sing the song? Amen. Love you. I'll talk to y'all soon, okay? Love you, love you, love you. Love you, Adelie. Okay, bye-bye. Y'all can stay on and listen if you want. Okay, well, we're going to continually. We have Sister Ossie on with her, and I'm going to ask you, Sister Ossie, if you could pray and thank God for the children to be taught to be self-sufficient in preparation for their adulthood, taught how to, you know, do things for themselves.
Okay. All right. Father God, we come to you humbly, Father God, and we're asking for the children to be taught to be self-sufficient, Lord. Father God, you know how vital that is, Father God. So I ask that mentors just stop popping up. Lord, let them stop being born right now, Father God, just to prep for the mentorship work, for them to donate their time to help cultivate the youth, Father God. Father God, let the youth see only positive programming on TV, Father God. The programming where the people are something, like they're going to work, you know, they're saving people lives, doctors, lawyers, technicians, Father God. Matter of fact, let them start getting interested in stuff like that, electricians and just stuff what they can build a career on. And Father God, black out all that foolishness, what they got all over the place. People got all this extra stuff on their body. It don't make no sense, Father God. So we thank you right now for all the children in the world to just have that instant to be self-sufficient, if not for themselves, if not for them, not only for themselves, but for other family members, not to the point where they get abusive, Father God. You know what I'm talking about, Father God. But, yes, Father God, if they don't have a lot of family, if it's just them, let them find value in themselves, Father God. That way they can be mentorships for other people coming up. So we thank you for it in advance because we know you're good for it. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. Sister Marion, can you pray and rebuke the spirit of kidnapping for my children?
Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. I pray and ask anointing over them right now, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. I pray right now, Lord God, and I rebuke that spirit of kidnapping away from them right now, Lord God. Guard them right now, Lord God. Protect them right now, Lord God, as they play outside, as they go to and from school. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord Jesus. Let no weapons come against them. Right now in the name of Jesus, cover them right now with your blood, Lord God. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger right now in your son, Jesus' name. Just continue to let them be aware of their surroundings right now, Lord God, and teach them to not talk to strangers right now, Lord God, but dwell in you right now, Lord God. Keep them under your protection right now in the name of Jesus. I bind any spirit of kidnap away from them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you and continue to protect our children right now, Lord God, from any kidnapping, any forms of sexual slavery right now with our children. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus. These prayers I ask in no other name but your son Jesus' name. I thank you right now, Lord God, and I praise you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for parents to learn how to prepare their children to be observant, to notice their environment, where they are, not to cross the street, oh God, when cars are coming. Because, Lord, so many adults are walking across the street in front of a car. But, Father, help the parents to teach the children that it is dangerous, very dangerous, to cross in front of a car. Help the parents to teach the children not to be on their cell phones while they're walking down the street, while they're crossing the street. Help them to be observant of their environment, because people are pulling them in vehicles and kidnapping them, and they will never be seen again. So, Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing on the children's behalf. We thank you for blessing the children in safety, peace, and protection. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for the children in the future. And, Lord, we thank you for their parents, training, teaching, sitting down, talking to them, letting them know that it's dangerous, oh, God, out here, and they have to watch out for themselves when they're going to school, when they're coming back home, when they're riding their bicycles, wherever they are. Oh, God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Help them not to cross, you know, on dangerous streets riding their bicycles, but to walk the bicycle across. Help them, Lord God, when they're in certain areas, to pay attention to what's around them, to pay attention to who's around them. So, Lord God, they will not be come up missing in the name of Jesus. We pray against that spirit of missing children. We thank you, Lord God, that our children will not be missing anymore, that they will be, oh God, able to get home safely every day. When they leave home, they'll return home safely in the name of Jesus. No incidents with our children, no mishaps. We thank you, Lord God, that our children are in a safe place in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister Asi, can you pray for the spirit of obedience on our children?
Yes. Father God, we lift up the children of the world, all of them, Father God. Even the ones that's over the, what they say is the age limit, but still in their brain how they operate for certain things, Father God. We lift up the spirit of obedience, Father God. Let the children see their older sister wisdom in obedience, Father God. Give them the spirit of calmness so they can actually sit down and observe something, Father God. That way they can see. So, Father God, I ask that we bind up anything that's coming in between them being obedient, Father God. We bind it up, we rebuke it, and we send it back to the pit. The hell will it come from? Any blockage that's trying to stop the children from seeing the wisdom and being obedient. Okay, Father God, we thank you for it in advance, and in Jesus' name, ask you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Marion, can you pray that our children will be taught to be confident, that they would know who they are, they'll be confident in their schoolwork, confident in themselves?
Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. All ages right now, Lord God. I speak confidence into them right now, Lord God. Let them not listen to the devil telling them that they're not worth nothing, they don't have a purpose. The devil is a liar. All our children have a purpose. God has a purpose for all of our children, and I'm praying that they open up their hearts and their minds to God and let God instill in them his Holy Spirit. Let them be wrapped up in the word right now, oh God. Let their minds and their thoughts stay focused on him, and he will give them the peace in their minds right now, Lord God. I pray and ask right now, and I bind that spirit of suicide away from them. I bind that spirit of the devil telling them that they're not worth anything. I bind that spirit to hell right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that you are destined to have them to be successful and to prosper as long as they call on your name, Lord God. You will be their comforter when they're in time of need right now, Lord God. Let them call on you, Lord God. Let them not give up on you, Lord God. Let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you have a purpose in their life for them. Let them be bold. Let them dream dreams right now, Lord God, for their future right now, Lord God. Let them stay. Let them walk with you right now, Lord God. Let them order, let you direct their path right now, Lord God, in the way that they shall go right now, Lord God. Just help them, Lord God, to know that you have a purpose for them. In your son Jesus' name, I pray and ask. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, can you pray that our children be strong and courageous?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We honor you. We honor your presence. We're in your presence because your presence are forever around us, God. So, Father, we pray for our youth. We pray for all ages, as was stated before. We pray for our children, Lord God, all over the world, around the world, every nation upon nation, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us this opportunity to lift up the little ones, Lord God, the teenagers, the young adults, the babies, from the cradle on up, God. Father God, we pray for their strength, that they would be strong, they would be able to fight against the evil of this world, Father God, that they would be courageous enough to speak, Lord God, to their situations, whether they're in school, whether they're in college, wherever they are, that they would take a stand for you, a stand for righteousness, Father. Father God, we pray right now for their strength because they have no strength on their own. We ask that you would supply them, exchange their strength for yours, their ability for yours. Give them the heart and the mindset to be courageous, Father God, just as you told Joshua to be strong and courageous. Father, we thank you. We honor you because you, nothing gets by you. You see everything. You know everything. But it's our responsibility to make our request known before you. So, Father, strengthen them in their weakness, Father God. Give them courage to stand against the evil one. The evil one is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's planting the seeds in their minds, Lord God, to rebel, to, Lord God, to murder, to just be, Lord God, on it, walking in evil, walking in sin. But we trust you that you will put a hedge around them and keep them and protect them as they go forth. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for stability in the home, that the parents would set rules. They would set a time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They would have a set time to take a bath, a set time to go to bed, a set time, Lord God, to do things, you know, their homework, a set time to pray, a set time to read the Word of God, so that they're not, you know, concerned about, you know, well, are we going to eat now? What time are we going to eat? I pray, Father God, that the parents would have all the needs met in the name of Jesus, and they would have structure in the home in the name of Jesus, so the children are not confused. They eat, you know, at 7 o'clock a.m. every day, or either they eat at school, but set time to do things, oh God, so that the children don't, you know, don't have to worry about, well, what time we're going to bed, what time they're getting up. They would have a set time, a routine every day. The children would know when they come home from school, they put their book bags up, they wash their hands and face, they get a snack, and then in the morning they get up, they take their bath, they say their prayers, they go to school, whatever the routine is, Lord. Let mothers and fathers set routines in the home so that the children are, you know, feeling stable. They're not insecure about, well, what we're going to do now, what we're going to do next. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sister Asi, would you pray for the safety and protection for our children?
Yes. Father God, we lift up
the children in the world, all the children in the world, Father God. And we ask you for their safety, Father God, and protection, Father God. We ask that you give them discernment, Father God. Even the ones that didn't sign up for it, just add that to them when it comes to their safety and their protection, Father God. Let them be able to recognize your voice early. That way, if you got to holler and tell them to get it right, go a certain way, they would know, Father God. Father God, let them start seeing little safety tips if they find themselves in a situation where they can go to and get out of trouble if they do find themselves in trouble. Father God, let them find the scriptures in the Bible where they read it every morning before they leave the house. Let them desire you to do that. Let that become the new trend, protection prayer, Father God. Yes, Father God, that's really good. Thank you, Father God. We love you, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we say be thankful.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Miriam, against the spirit of offense in our children.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I pray for our children right now, Lord God. Let them not be offended when someone tells them the word of God or try to instruct them in the way that they should live and they should walk. Help them accept criticism right now, Lord God, and not get offensive and want to curse a person out that's trying to direct their path and lead them in the way that they should go. Help them not to get offensive right now, Lord God, when their parents try to tell them things right now, Lord God, that will help them to live their life right. Help them not to be offensive, but to take it all in right now, Lord God, and turn to you, Lord God, instead of turning to the devil and being offensive and want to curse and say bad things to people that are trying to help them. Cover them right now, Lord God. Bridle their tongues so they'll speak no evil or no guile right now, Lord God. Keep them from being offensive, but let them be grateful that someone sees something in them to try to protect them. Give them stuff that will lead them down a path right now of righteousness right now, Lord God. Lord, I pray this prayer right now, no other name but your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, can you pray for more family time and families that they would spend time together, whether it's eating a meal, they wouldn't, you know, everybody won't be in a different room eating, but they'll come together as a family doing things together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Father, in Jesus' name, we bring another petition before you, Father. But first, Lord God, we repent ourselves for all sins that we have committed. In Jesus' mighty name, we repent, Lord God, and we ask you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses us, cleanses our hands, our hearts, our minds, Father. So, Father God, we lift up right now family. We lift up, if there's a father in the home, we lift up him, Father God. If there's a mom in the home, we lift up her. We lift up the children. We lift the siblings up, Father God. We pray for that more family time will be spent together, that they would begin, Lord God, to, after home studies, Lord God, after doing their homework, that they would, Lord God, come together and play family games, things that would unite the family, things that would bring the love and unity into the home and into their hearts, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, if it's nothing but playing jackstones, Lord God, those things, Lord God, marbles, those things, Lord God, that we used to enjoy as children, in Jesus' mighty name, or just sitting around the table and just talking about their day and sharing what they have done. Let them begin to pick up a piece of paper and just play tic-tac-toe. Let the dad begin to play with the kids. The mom began to give her mind, Lord God, to come up with ideas to bring the kids together, Lord God, to bring the family together, to have laughter and to have joy. Father, I remember even when I was coming up, Father God, we didn't eat in separate rooms. We had to sit at the dining room table and have supper together, Lord God. So things, Lord God, that we did back then, put it back into the hearts. People, Lord God, have televisions in every room, and the kids are on the telephone. Let them be able, Lord God, to just take the telephones and put them in a basket or a bowl, and everybody, the whole house, Lord God, put their phones in a bowl or something, a container, and put it away, and let the family begin to just draw close to each other. If not in games, just conversation, Father God. We just pray, Lord God, because you created families to come together to love each other, to, Lord, spend time together, Lord God. So we pray that today. We know that you hear our prayers, oh God, and we trust you. And we pray for the hearts, the souls, and the minds of the leaders in the household, that they would do that and not just continue to have separated times in the home. In Jesus' name we pray and give you honor, glory, and praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, would you pray for healthy meals to be cooked for our children, healthy food?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we thank you that you've made us, given us this opportunity to come before you, to bring before you special needs for our children. And one of the special needs is that they will have the proper food so that they could think clearly, so they can grow properly, so that they can prosper in so many areas when their bodies and their minds and all of their doings have been nurtured appropriately, to give them the power they need to be successful in life, most of all to be healthy. And when they're healthy and strong, it helps them to do academically better. When they're healthy and strong, it helps them to act better. When they're healthy and strong, it helps them to work better and play better with other children. Now, God, we pray, God, for parents to have wisdom, that someone would come and educate them to not just give them, go back McDonald's, not just give them cereals every morning, but to be creative with the meals with healthy food so that the children will enjoy them, making designs and helping the children to cut out patterns for certain kinds of food. A carrot stick becomes something else that the children can design and enjoy after they play with the product, or making it something else that they enjoy, that they like, and then they can eat it and be prosperous, and it will be nurturement to their bodies. God, we pray that the children would not be defensive. They will not try to buffer their parents when they try to give them the right foods, but they will be educated to know that it's for their good, and they will comply because they trust their parents to love them and give them the best of what they need. So, Father, we pray and thank you that cafeterias at schools, wherever the children are going to school, will help give them proper meals and give them proper substitutes for meals, such as salad rather than a cheese dish, that they will have options in the name of Jesus, that the cafeteria workers will understand the need for proper nutrition as well. God, we pray for those who already know, but they have not developed a heart for children, and they don't seem to care when it comes down to doing what's best for the children. So we pray, God, for cafeteria managers and restaurants everywhere to be health conscious and always have a healthy alternative to offer, especially for our children. We thank and ask you, Father, and we ask that you would show grace and mercy in this area and favor. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke a spirit of lawlessness among our children. We decree and declare they will be taught to follow the laws of the land, beginning with stopping at stop signs and yielding when cars are coming and knowing when to cross in the traffic, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that they would not steal, kill, or rob anyone, that they would know that those things are wrong. In the name of Jesus, that they would follow every law, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the schools, when they have rules, they will learn to follow rules. They will have rules at home in the name of Jesus. And they will be able to follow the rules, follow the laws, oh God, that are set out for them. They would not ride their bicycles in the traffic, knowing that it's dangerous, oh God. They wouldn't play games. So we pray, Father God, for a lawful generation, that they are a generation that are not lawless anymore, but they are lawful. They are following all the laws of the land. Their parents are teaching them, you know, the laws and the rules at home, how to obey them. And so when they go out, they are following the rules of the land. They're not riding their bicycles, weaving in and out of heavy traffic. They're watching when they cross the street that, you know, the light is in their favor in the name of, they're not on their bicycle, you know, just doing things that will cause them to get hit, but they are following all the laws of the land. They'll know when they go into Walmart, they can't just pick up something and put it in their pocket. They'll know, you know, that they're stealing, and they're not allowed to do that. So they would know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even how to be considerate of others in the name of Jesus. All the laws of the land will be followed, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare a lawful generation, that this generation will follow the laws of the land, beginning in their home. They will be taught to obey rules. They'll be taught, you know, not to pickpocket or do those things that are wrong or break somebody's window. They will be lawful. They will follow all the laws, the rules of school. In the name of, they will not rebel when their teacher tell them that the rule is to sit down, raise your hand if you want to get up, or raise your hand and ask permission. They would learn rules, so it will be easier for them to obey the laws. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sister Asi, can you pray against crime, against our children? Pray against any crimes that's, you know, against our children.
Yes. Father God, I come against a stone man, and I bind up and I shred it to pieces with your word, Father God, any spirit that's coming to harm the children, Father God. You said, I was just thinking about that scripture, you said if anyone harm the hair on your children's head, they come off better than with a millstone tied around their neck, Father God. In situations where it's not already happened, let it be so, Father God. In situations where it's going to happen, Father God, send someone, send some of your angels if you got to knock on the door, stop the situation, whatever situation's going on, Father God. And Father God, let the children, give them a wisdom to know, because they get, you can get used to stuff, Father God. And Father God, give the children discernment of what they get used to, Father God. Father God, let me be able to discern the good from the bad today, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you for keeping them safe, just safe in general. So we thank you for it, and we plead the blood over in Jesus' name. Pray you thank you, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Marion, could you pray against child abuse?
Against what, Sister G? I didn't hear you.
Child abuse. Pray against child abuse.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come before you again on behalf of all children right now, Lord God, all ages right now, Lord God. I pray that you cover them with the blood of Jesus. You have so many kids that are being abused by their parents or their parents' friends or family members. I'm binding that spirit of abuse away from all of our children right now, Lord God. Cover them. Let no weapons form against them prosper. Continue to cover them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Cover them, Lord God. Protect them from any type of abuse right now, Lord God, whether it be sexual, whether it be mental or physical right now, Lord God. You cover them from all abuse right now, Lord God. Let your angels encamp around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God. And instill in their parents not to abuse them right now, Lord God. Instill in their family members, their friends, not to abuse them right now, Lord God. I bind the abusive spirit away from all of the family members, their parents, anybody that tried to abuse them. I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children and protect them from all type of abuse. I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, can you pray against the spirit of suicide?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we take authority over that spirit of suicide in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, whether it be by taking over-the-counter medication, whether it be by drugs, whether it be by gun, whether it be by knife, whether it be by jumping off of a building, whatever the intentions are, Father, we take authority over it right now. We pray, Lord God, a protection around them, your protection, Father, to keep them. Father, we pray that their mind would be delivered, their mind would be steadfast on you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray that they would call the hotline, Lord God, the suicide hotline in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know that the enemy is out to destroy as many as he can. But Father God, we know that your eyes are upon each and every one, the entire world, the entire universe, Father, and we thank you. Father God, we know that there's mental health going on out there, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, Lord God, that they will come off of the social media, they will come off the internet, they will get off their phones, Lord God, and not seek, Lord God, ways to go online that they can commit suicide, Father God. So we pray, we take authority over that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We ask that you would build a hedge around. You know who's contemplating that in Jesus' name. The only thing we can do is ask you in Jesus' mighty name to protect, to keep them. And this is our prayer in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lanny, can you pray parents would correct children doing things they shouldn't do?
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have a standard. We thank you that you are God. You don't tolerate sin, and you don't tolerate abuse. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would help parents to understand that they have an authority over their children to guide them, that they will handle their children in such a way that when things come up that's inappropriate, that they will have the skills, just as you love us, God. We've read even this morning that you don't hold things against us, and you will. We can grieve you, but you forgive us and you accept us to repent and come back again. I pray, Father, that parents will have that kind of love for their children, that even because they love them, they insist that they have to live a certain kind of way. Now, Father, when as a parent began to organize how they're going to do that, we pray, God, that you will give them wisdom. Even though they brought the children into the world and they feed and clothe them, give them a way of dealing with them in such a way that will leave them with their dignity and will leave them with integrity to know that they value them as little people, young people, that even though the parent is wiser and smarter, they are not better. We all desire, Father, that we can know how valuable we are in the earth. And children, more than adults, need an understanding, a greater understanding of their purpose in the earth and what they're for. We pray that as parents begin to insist on them following the rules and regulations that they set for the home and when they are there and when they are away from home and how to return and how to go out and do and how to come back in, their goings and coming, that the parents will remember to guard that with integrity, to save the dignity of the children and to guard their integrity. Father, pray in the name of Jesus that as they establish their rules and regulations and when they make their corrections, they'll take the time to explain to the child why what's going on. And they will explain to the child why this is not acceptable. Explain to the child that there are penalties. They have choices, and they have challenges first, and then they have choices, then they have consequences. And good consequences come from good behavior. Bad consequences come from bad behavior. Help the parents to identify that and even come up with some kind of way to help the children help each other, that they can monitor each other. And they can, the one will tell the other when they're inappropriate, when the parents not around, because they know the rules of the house. They know the engagement that the parents expect. God, I pray for parents of integrity for children. Hallelujah. I pray that parents will, first of all, love them as you love us. Hallelujah. My God, even as you love us and you see when we make a mistake, you don't hold against us. you will find a way to find, just like you found a way to give us Jesus as a remedy for our sins, because you loved us. So we pray, Father, that parents will understand how to find a remedy to continue to love the child while they correct the child. We pray that the children will listen. They will have a heart and mind to listen. And whatever support system they have from school, church, or the community to help the parents, help the children make valuable, wise decisions and choices. Let it be so in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, baby Devin. Oh, God, you sent the word and healed them. They are healed by your stripes, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing in the families, drawing the families of the children close to you, close with each other, Lord God. I thank you that as they grow and develop, Lord God, they have no more health issues, Lord, but they walk in divine health and healing all of their lives. I thank you that they are brilliant children, Lord God, and what the enemy meant for their harm, you've already turned it around for their good. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for teaching them, for them being taught your word at an early age and them having great peace in their lives with their fathers and their mothers so that they are not getting so tired and, you know, frustrated, Lord God, but help the parents, oh, God, in the name of Jesus to have strength, to have strategies as to how, oh, God, to get things done with children and the things that they have to do, even with the other children, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming on today. I'm going to call on Sister Ossie. And Sister Ossie, can you pray for parents to encourage their children to think, you know, to say things like, I'm so proud of you. You are so smart. Mama, I'm glad God gave you to me.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Okay, Father God, we lift up the children and their parents, Father God. We ask that you allow the parents to start seeing little techniques on how to encourage their children, Father God. Even let songs come across their way where they can share with their children, Father God. And even the children, Father God, you said they are leaders, Father God. If they see something that they would like, a technique that they would like to integrate into their household, let them be able to persuade their parents to see the positiveness that can come from them, Father God. Father God, if all has failed and if can't nobody do it, let them know to encourage themselves, Father God. Yes, Father God, let artists come out, Father God, with positive music, Father God, that they catch on to, that talks about being positive and being positive parents with the children. Father God, also, even the parents, sisters and brothers, the aunties and uncles, all them cousins, Father God, let them get into seeing the wisdom in encouraging their children, Father God. Let them discard all the old ways where they call the children names, Father God. Let them be able to see that is poison, Father God. Father God, give them words, give them techniques, give them ideas, give them dreams of suggestions, words, techniques on how to encourage their children. And we thank you for that and then some, Father God. In Jesus' name, pray these things. Amen.
Amen. And I'm so grateful for each one of you coming on today to, you know, take your time out of your busy schedules. I know most of us are very busy, but I thank God. I'm asking the Lord to give you all special blessings for taking time out to come on and pray for the children of the world. I appreciate you all, and you all are very blessed. Thank God. So I'm going to ask Sister Marion if you would close in prayer. Sister Marion, you'll close us out in prayer. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, first of all, for Sister G right now, Lord God, for taking time out to organize this prayer line for our children right now, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for all of us that came on the prayer line today to pray for our children right now, Lord God. I thank you for all of us right now, Lord God. Continue to lift us up. Continue to let us continue to pray for our children. The devil is seeking our children because they are the next generation. But the devil is a liar. We're going to continue to stand in the gap for all of our children, from the babies on up to the grown ones right now, Lord God.
Mm.
I just thank you, Lord God. Just keep us in your prayer, Lord God. Keep us prayed up, Lord God, so we can cover our children in prayer right now, Lord God. I thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for all of us that are on this prayer line. Continue to bless us. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to let us direct our path where we can go on the path of righteousness. I just thank you right now, Lord God. I just praise you for all of us that are on this line. Give us all traveling grace and mercy. Protect all of us as we go our separate ways. Cover us with your blood from all hurt, harm, and danger. And just keep us in your word. These I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you all. Talk tomorrow, amen. Wednesday, midweek. Study 12 o'clock standard time and 1 o'clock Eastern time. So join us. We love y'all. Bye bye.
Love you.
Bye bye. Bye bye.